Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
SoCal's number one for New Country K-Frog. Good morning. It's Kelly and Anthony. Scott is out today. I thought it was interesting. I was on Twitter the other day, and there was a thread going around about worst first dates. And it was hysterical to read some of these dates that were happening. Here's one of them. Says, he took me on lunch. He told me I couldn't order anything over $10 that was on the menu. And then instead of giving a lift back home, he made us walk home after lunch.
Dang, dude.
That's a cheap date. That's a really cheap date.
That's terrible.
Thinking back to the dates that you've been on, did you have a horrible first date?
Yes.
What happened?
Actually, no, I think it was our second, our first date, mine and Tori's. It was cute. We went to the Mission Inn. I got funnel cake, got it all over me. It was really cute. She probably didn't think it was that cute, but I thought it was. Second date, we go to Rainforest Cafe, downtown Disney.
Okay.
Apparently, I didn't say a word the whole time. I was super quiet. I don't remember this, but this is what she's.
One?
Yeah, I was a super awkward one. Didn't say a word. There was, other than the thunderstorms happening every 30 minutes. that was like the only noise we heard. But she was like, "You didn't say a word. I was not going to go out with you again." It was like the most awkward, painful thing. But I talk for a living. Why would I not talk? It's probably nerves. That's what it was. Yeah.
She's so pretty.
That's what it was.
Okay. That's not too bad. That's not as bad as making your date walk home.
No, that's pretty bad. I definitely would not have had a second date for a third date. Yeah.
All right. We want to hear about your horrible first dates, maybe even second dates. What was the worst date you've ever been on? You can call or text us 888-431-3764. SoCal's number one for New Country K-Frog. Yeah, you want to talk about a bad date? What about when the lights come on at the end of the night and you're like, ooh,
dang,
that's what you
girl.
Like?
Wow, Ellie.
All right, it was going around on Twitter. It was the worst first dates. So we're asking you to share about the worst date that you've ever been on. Here's a text message that says, the guy was freshly divorced. He wasn't married for very long. He paid for our dinner with his wedding gift cards. That's bad. That's really bad.
At least
bad.
There's money on them. My wedding gift cards didn't have anything on them. Here's one. This one says, he asked me to meet him for sushi, and then after we ate, he said he didn't have enough money on his unemployment card, so I had to pay for lunch. Then when we were leaving, he said that he had a DUI and doesn't have a car, so I had to drive him home. And as we're driving home, he has the nerve to tell me that I am a bad driver after driving him home and paying for his lunch.
No, I still have my license, therefore I'm a better driver than you.
Unbelievable.
All right, you have a bad date you want to share?
I went with a bunch of his friends to the Magic Mountain. Not a problem, but on the way home, a little too much to eat. I had on the roller coaster, threw up all over him in the car. Needless to say, we've been married for 13 years, so it doesn't always end up that bad. He called me the next morning to make sure I was okay.
Yeah, oh, if you sweet. Can puke on him and he's okay with it, that's a good guy.
That's true love.
I didn't think I'd ever hear from him ever again.
Have you thrown up on him recently?
No, he's thrown up on me a couple times after drinking a little too much, but so I guess we're even now.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
He's been waiting for that. He's like, I owe you, as a matter of fact.
Oh, what else we got here? How about this one? We went on a first date to lunch. I wasn't too hungry, so I ordered a water and a side salad. Okay. He ordered an appetizer, iced tea, cocktail, and entree, and then asked me to split the bill with him. And as we were saying goodbye, he asked if I could drive him home, which was 10 miles away.
No. At that point, I'd be like, no.
Guys, what are we doing here? We are not looking good on this end of the conversation.
Okay, I think this has to be the worst text message that came in. And some of these are pretty bad. So it says, we are going out for our second date. She tells me that she needs to go pick up her friend in Chino. She asked me if I could drive her out there because she didn't have access to her parents' car that day. So she's giving me directions. We end up at Chino State Prison.
Oh, God.
Ends up, it's a guy we're picking up, and not just any guy. He's out on parole. And he's her baby daddy of two kids.
What?
She really wanted me to meet him so we could start hanging out and become buddies. No.
Whoever texted that in, please call us. We want to hear more of this. This is ridiculous.
No, I want to know some of these stories. How did you meet these people? Because if you're getting set up by your friends, you have horrible.
You need new friends. Yes. Yeah, that's yeah. Scary.
Or better filters on Match.com. Something's wrong. SoCal's number one for New Country K-Frog. Good morning. It's Kelly and Anthony. Scott is out today. Thanks for filling in today, Anthony. This was fun.
This was nice.
I love the topic that we did earlier today. We were talking about horrible dates that people went on, and some of these are like, oh my gosh, where are you even meeting these people and then going on a date with them?
Like, this could be stuff out of a movie. Like, it just, there's no way it happened. That's right. Yeah.
Or somebody gets killed some of these.
Wow. But yeah, these are ridiculous. I have a text message right here. It says, went on one date with this attractive guy who happened to drive a Corvette. We went to dinner literally the entire time. He talked about his car. He was so obsessed with this stupid car, I couldn't handle it anymore. I said, dude, you're driving a Corvette. It's not like it's a Lamborghini or something. I laughed because it was a joke, but he said nothing. He took me home right after that, and we never spoke again, and I think we're both good with that.
Yeah, definitely. Here's one. It says, I went on a date with a girl, and we were texting for a while, and I was super excited to see her. We go to dinner, and she said her best friend, turns out it was her ex, FaceTimed her. They literally spent 40 minutes talking on FaceTime at the table. I just sat there awkwardly eating my pasta.
What else are you supposed to do in that case?
Can I get this to go?
I guess that's true, too.
You could talk about the pasta or the girl. Either
you could do that, yeah.
Okay, you, what happened? You had an awkward date?
My date took me to Dave & Buster's. He wanted me to act sick so that he didn't have to pay the bill. He called over the manager and wanted me to hold my stomach like I was sick so he didn't have to pay the bill.
What?
Oh my gosh.
What is up with all these cheap guys?
Guys, Del Taco is not a bad date option. If you can't afford something,
that's bad advice.
Jack in the Box. We talked about National Taco Day.
Any better.
I know, Tori would not want to go to it. She loves Del Taco. Anyway, here's another one. It says, he picked me up. Then we went back to his house because we had to pick up his mother because she was hungry and she wanted to tag along.
Gosh.
So then we went to the movies as well, and she sat right between us, and also she talked during the entire movie.
No.
That sounds like something my mom would want to do.
It does.
But I wouldn't bring her. She's like, oh, come on. Yeah, let's all go out together. Like, no, it's a date.
She's fun, though. All right, check this one out. It says, I paid for dinner, and while we were leaving dinner, we got pulled over. The cop knew him by name, asked me to step out of the car. He took me over to the side of the car and he told me, stay as far away from that guy as you can. I came back from the car. The cop asked him to step out of the car and I drove away and I never looked back.
There you go.
That's one way. If the cops know you by name,
that's not good. No.
That's bad.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.